Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Detroit and was abandoned by her mom when she was 6 months old. Raised by her dad, she's never had children of her own. She now takes in infants from drug mothers, adopts them, and raises them. Featured on Dateline's America, City of Heartbreak and Hope, she embodies hope in Detroit. She's been referred to as Detroit's version of the mom, portrayed by Sandra Bullock in the movie The Blind Side. Her name? Cordette Grantley. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Jack Krasula, and we're with Cordette Grantling, who was featured on the Dateline show America, City of Heartbreak, City of Hope. And you embody hope in Detroit. So, Cordette, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you, Jack.
You're born, and your mom runs away when you're 6 months old.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, from hearing from other family members, my mother and my father split up. My mother ran off with another man. He no longer wanted her to be bothered with me, so he had her put me on the doorstep of someone else's home. So my father came and got me from the person whose doorstep I was on, and he took me down south to Thomaston, Georgia, and raised me till I was about 8 years old, and we came back here, which he came looking for work and became a police officer here in Detroit.
What's the biggest thing you learned from your dad, Cordette?
The biggest thing that I learned from my father is determination and living a positive life and being the best that you can be.
That April 18th when the show aired and he was looking down from heaven.
Yes.
What do you think he told all the angels in heaven that night?
Well, nobody knew that was the day that he died, 5 years ago. April 18th, which was a touching thing. It was beautiful that he could see his daughter doing something positive in the city of Detroit, all over the world, for people to see, basically to show that you can love and share and care for other people.
Well, Cordette, your dad sees you every day.
Yes.
Loving people in the city. The rest of the world saw you that night.
Yes.
Loving in the city.
Yes.
He was one proud papa that night, for sure. Your mom leaving you, are you over that?
You can never be over it, but it's something that you can learn to live with until one day you run across each other. You could just hope, you know, but you can live with it.
Did you ever run into your mom since?
I ran into her, I say like 10 years ago, I met her, and her husband didn't want her to have any parts with me, so we just split apart. She moved into another town, another state, and that's the end of it.
You've never had your own children by birth?
No.
Let's go back 25 years, and you adopt Andre.
Yes.
How and why?
Andre was living in an apartment building next to a family member, and I would come over there every day after school, and my family members know how I love children, and they told me that it was a baby over there in the apartment building where they were selling drugs. And me, I'm very nosy and curious, so I had to go over there and see the baby and for myself. So I did. And when I seen him and seen the predicament that he was living in, I asked his father, I say, what happened to his mother? And he told me that she ran off a week after he was born. And I asked him, could I come over and pick him up after school? And he said, yes. And when I picked him up, I had him ever since.
now, 25 years later, you've done this 6 times in your life. Why, Cordette, do you keep doing it?
Because children want somebody to show them love, somebody to give them open arms. They want heartfelt emotions, something that means something. The simplest thing as a saying, I love you, or just a hug makes a child feel marvelous.
You also get to know these moms.
Yes.
Who are on drugs.
Yes.
And you work with them to try to get them drug-free.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I allow the parent to come in with him to my home with the children so I can kind of get them up on their feet to teach them how to pay bills and have a stable home, how to have stability in their lives, how to maintain an everyday living. Some listen and pay attention, but at the end of the day, it's like the streets are calling them more than them appreciating help trying to get their lives together.
Anybody that meets you, Cordette Grantling, gets to know you, they call you a living angel. the amount of love you have for people's phenomenal. Where did you get that?
I was just blessed with it. Instead of having a hardened heart of what you go through in life, I guess I just turned to have a loving heart. God just blessed me with love instead of hatred and emptiness, which is so well appreciated.
And needed.
Yes.
We're talking to Cordette Grantling. When we come back, we'll ask her what life is like in her neighborhood today. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
Welcome back. We're with Cordette Grantling, who's a passionate spiritual ambassador of truth in the city of Detroit. Cordette, if you would, tell us what life is like today in the Detroit neighborhoods.
Well, it's getting warmer, which makes people come out more. They're shooting more. They're fighting more. Just on my street alone, we done had 2 shootouts within the last 2 weeks. 3 brawls, fighting brawls with neighbors just actually fighting with each other. Because there's no jobs. There's nothing for the people to do in the city of Detroit. It's 3,000 people for every 1 job applying, trying to get something. So with no funds, really no help of any kind that people really need in their lives right now, where they can get their hands on and make something happen in their lives, they're taking it out on each other. You can see desperation in the way people talk to you now. They need help so bad in all areas. They just come out the door and just feud with one another. The kids are mad at each other because they feel what the parents are going through. The stress that's balled up inside the parents that screams out at the kids when they first see them. The kids take it out into the neighborhood. Then that's frustration and confusion with one another at schools, and then the parents got to be called in, and then the parents going at each other. It's just a domino circle of stress and a call out for help in this city.
Yet at the same time, you're full of hope.
Yes.
How?
It's not easy. It's not easy at all. I just have a saying, when you're being served a lemon, make lemonade out of it. Do the best you can with what you have. Just like it could be something going on through the day that's not the way that you want it to be or what you would have it to be. And you just make the best out of it. Don't get mad. Never get sad or frustrated. Just be like, I can make it through this. It's going to be all right at the end of this storm. Because it's always a storm. After something good comes a storm you got to go through to get to the next blessing.
One of the things you said in the Dateline show was, quote, My children cannot go outside by themselves.
Oh, no. Definitely not. You have to be outside with your children. It's too much going on. You have pedophiles outside that's looking right at your children, right in their face, people you know. And it's so terrible. Even family members out here are attacking their own family members. It could be mentally, physically, or sexually. It's just so much. It's scary out here. I advise a lot of people. I talk to young females about having babies. You have to be careful. If you don't have the time to raise a child 24/7, have that time to get the adequate care that they need, the feeding, all that, it's best not to even have a child, because you have to make sure you're there, Johnny, on the spot when they run out the front door, because it only take a second for something to happen, a bullet to ricochet, a fight to happen, and a knife or anything to come about with your baby on the sidewalk. So it's dangerous. It's truly dangerous.
That 7-year-old a couple weeks ago that was in the house?
Yes.
Then on the flip side, the cop that was killed and the four other cops that were shot?
Yes.
It's amazing. An education today, Cordette Grantling, is imperative.
Yes.
For decades in this city, you didn't need an education.
That's right.
As long as you knew somebody at Ford's, GM, Chrysler, you were set for life.
Yes.
Talk about the value and the requirement for education today.
We have to have education. Me, myself, I'm going back to school because education is needed in my life. And I'm a 48-year-old woman that has lived a while. But education is lacking in my life, and I have to get some to better me. That's why I have to be on my children's head so they don't go in the same footsteps that I went in, taking a long time to do what they needed to do at the beginning of their lives. I didn't have anybody to push me and show me. If I was educated more, I would have a better position in life or better opportunities in life. I didn't have anybody to show me that, but my children have somebody to push them, to show them you have to learn how to read, you have to learn how to write, just like Deontay. Since Deontay has learned how to read from Beyond Basics, he's off and running. You can't tell him nothing. All he talk about is his own business, and he wants to go to college, which is so marvelous, because you barely hear children now talking about college, talking about doing something else with their lives. So it's truly marvelous to have that education to push you, to make you want. You'd be hungry for more and more and more, and it's needed.
What percentage, Cordette, of inner city moms today want their children to get a great education?
I say 90% of them.
And why then don't they demand better?
They're so used to being in a box, not saying anything, just being dished out what they're being handed to. They just won't move until something drastic happened where a change has came in their life for the worse, and then they want to moan and groan when they should have been standing up fighting for what they want all the time. But people won't.
If there's such a mom today listening tonight, what do you say to that mom?
I say, pull up your pants, tighten up your belt, get out here and fight for everything that is needed in your life, in your child's life. You have to start networking, knocking on doors when you're sitting at a bus stop. Talk to people, because you never know who you might be talking to that can help you in the situations that you're in, that can show you a door to go through to a place that can help you, or a foundation that's somewhere out here that can give you things to help in your life. You got to start networking. You got to start doing things in life instead of sitting on that rusty dusty doing nothing and just making visions and plans and not acting on them.
A couple of years ago, I had Joe Dumars as a guest. Grew up in the Deep South.
Okay.
Grade school, high school, he loved to read.
Okay.
And he got mocked because he wanted to read.
Okay.
He used to sneak into the library in a back door so he wouldn't get ridiculed.
Right.
If there's a young listener tonight listening who wants that education, but the neighborhood kids don't want them to do. What do you say to that young person?
Ooh, I would tip my hat off to them, and I would say to them, keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting into that positive mode to want to read, to want to do positive things in the learning category. Find some people that are doing what you're doing where you won't feel like it's too stressful to keep learning, like you might want to give up later on. It's some people out here that are nerds, as they call it, and I love the nerds because they're so brilliant and smart. They're closed up to themselves, leaving the world out. So it's people that you can pair off with, that's peers of your doing, you know, wants to learn and be positive. So just be strong and find out where to go, what activity center or someplace, somebody you can meet up with.
You talked about Deontay earlier, your 12-year-old son.
Yes.
And what Beyond Basics has done for him.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Beyond Basics.
Beyond Basics is a wonderful organization. They help with children with reading. First, they started off with helping our children to make books. Our children will write stories of their lives or something that was important to them. And Beyond Basics would turn it into an actual book. And the children were so proud that they made these books. They would come home real happy. And Beyond Basics has a tutoring group that helps stop illiteracy, helps children to read better. Deontay was a second grade reader, and he's in the fifth grade, and they brought him a mighty long way. It's not that I didn't try to help my baby, but other people can help your children sometime better than you can. They adapt to them quicker and they way of learning than they would their parent. And Beyond Basic came in and done a wonderful job, and it didn't even take 2 months.
www.beyondbasics.org.
Yes.
We're talking to Cordette Grantling, and I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Cordette Grantling, who's been referred to as Detroit's version of the mom portrayed by Sandra Bullock in the movie The Blind Side. Cordette, during the Dateline show, you, not confront, but you go up to an 18-year-old kid who's got a stick in his hand. He's mad or something, and he wants to take it out, okay?
Yes.
And you courageously talk to that person.
Yes.
That takes a lot of guts. Why do you do that?
Because I can't stand to see another person harm another. We wasn't put here to harm each other. We were put here to love and help. Anytime people see me in the neighborhood, if they're doing something that they're not supposed to do, they usually holler, "Here come Cordette, here come Cordette." I'm like the mother in the neighborhood. I don't like to see violence and people tear each other apart for what? What would be the purpose for me to put my hands on you? Because it's not going to make me any brighter or any braver when I get through. So I like to talk to a person to give them common sense. What do you want to go to jail for putting your hands on somebody for? It's easy to go to jail, but it's hard to get out. It takes a whole day to bond somebody out of jail. And nowadays, people don't have money to bond you out. So why waste your time getting in trouble?
Cordette Grantling, where do you get the courage to speak up and do the right thing? If there's a listener tonight in the city that says, "Wow, I'm afraid to do that, Cordette."
You can't live off fear. You can't live off fear. Fear and faith don't work together, and I'm a faith walker. So all I want to do is just go out here and just make the world perfect. That's how I live. That's where I get the courage to go out and stop any kind of violence or anything that I see, because it's a hurtful feeling to see people just tearing each other down. Our city is going down from that. So I'm one every time I see some kind of violence, I have to make peace there. I have to show them what sense do it make to scratch your face up, to tear your property up. It's nothing there from doing that.
Cordette Grantling, are there more adoptive children in your future?
Yes.
Where do you find these children?
Well, it's basically from in the neighborhood that I'm in, Joy Road and Dexter area and the boulevard. And when people call me and tell me it's a child in need, I'm there. So I know it's more coming. I feel it.
You told somebody recently they find me.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to the Dateline show. A lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that Dateline show?
I think they did a wonderful job. I don't see why anyone would want him to change his story, because he came and told the absolute truth. It was basically a soft touch what he did. He didn't really put Detroit out there the way it really is. It's so much going on. Since that story, it's been like every day on the news, shooting with the police officers, shooting with children. I mean, you see the truth.
How has your life, Cordette Grantling, changed since that Sunday evening, April 18th?
Well, my life changed by communicating with more people, talking with more people, listening to more stories about different lives around the world, people telling me about their children. And I thank each and every one that has written me. If I haven't written you back, I'm sorry. It's coming soon. But it's so wonderful just to feel the care and the love that people have out there. That's how my life changed. It made me love even more.
If you could talk to the people in the inner city, what would you say to them?
I would say it's time for a change. It's time to get our acts together before the city just completely collapses. From people just not wanting, not caring about anything, not caring about the value of the city, the value of themselves, which is first. They just don't care. You could ride around this city. The city is starting to look old instead of beautiful and refreshed because people don't care. So that would be my thing. Let's start learning how to care.
What would you say to the people in the suburbs this evening?
It's time for people to quit being afraid of one another. Get out and meet your neighbor. Find out what your neighbor name is, as well as not just out there. Come to the inner city. Get yourself known in the inner city. Don't be afraid of the inner city people because of what's going on here. It's some beautiful people. We just have to network and talk to one another. Just conversate, you know.
Tell us about some signs of hope in Detroit that you see.
I see hope with the children, basically. I don't see all our schools shutting down. I see the kids getting stability back in their minds that they will have the ability to learn, to have education given to them without fighting to pay for it or wondering where you're going to go or moving off to another city or what have you. I see this city is going to bloom with our babies because it's so many educational things coming out now for them that haven't been out that I feel it's going to be all right for our children.
During the show, the Dateline show, you also said, quote, "We have hope in the city. We just need the help."
Yes.
There's hope with help.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. Well, if just like with me, I'm so blessed that some help has came along. You know, people sending clothes, shoes. it's so many more other people that need the help the same way. We have a little to take care of our bills or whatever, but we need a little more to maintain. I was speaking with some people yesterday. One young lady, she has the money to pay the rent, but don't have the money to pay the lights and gas. So if you living on your own, what you trying to stay stable, but you can't afford it. So like, we have to put our pride to the side. We have to learn how to get roommates and make bills meet every month. You know, you have the income. We just have to learn how to help. Instead of throwing things away, we have to ask people, can they use it? Or like what we're going to do, we're going to set tables up and get a whole lot of clothes and shoes and coats and just put them out on tables and let people come up and get them. Because nowadays, people don't even have the money to go to Salvation Army to shop. It's getting real serious. People don't have money for school uniforms. People don't have money for a lot of things. So if we could just help in little pockets that people need help in, it's well appreciated. Food banks, I really appreciate them food banks. So if people can give a little to them, because people go there for a reason. It's not, it used to be people used to just get it because they could get it. But now it's needed. It's desperately needed. So wherever anybody can help, help. You know, don't keep looking at them old clothes in the corner. Take them to somebody that might need it. Not just the Salvation Army. Take them to a person they self, you know, and give it to them. It's a lot of things you could do to help.
We're talking to Cordette Grambling. And if you want to reach out to her, one way is to go to our website, anythingispossible.biz. Anythingispossible.biz. Cordette Grambling. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with a living angel, Cordette Granton. Cordette, what's been the biggest surprise since that Dateline show in April?
Oh, the biggest surprise is, seeing all these beautiful people, meeting different people, getting people to help me. I have someone that sent me a letter stating that they'll teach me how to speak. Because it was a statement made that I couldn't put two sentences together, and I was letting them know if it's something about me that isn't right in your sight, I'm willing to learn so you could teach me. So someone sent me a letter that they're a speech teacher, so they're willing to teach me. So I'm going to accept that. It's a lot of surprises going on, how my children are being helped and how other people in the city are being helped through me, with all kinds of gifts, gently used clothes, like I say, coats. People are sending me certain things that are helpful to other people. So it's a wonderful surprise to see people all over the world doing a lot.
Cordette Grambling, if speaking is the ability to reach other people and express your thoughts, ma'am, the love, the sincerity that you have, you are a world-class speaker.
Thank you.
Tell me if you would, or tell us if you would, about the Saturday morning prayer group.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. That's where we meet up every Saturday on Gladstone between Linwood and Lawton, and we give our praises to the Lord. We pray on that ground for the communities, not just that community particular, but for all communities, for the cities. We're praying that things could be made whole again, and it's so touching how you can just feel the Lord out there every morning. That we get out there early in the morning, it's just so awesome how the wind blows when you speaking with them and you're with other people from different areas of the city, and we come together as one, and he make this cup of praises from us, and it's just awesome.
For many people, it's very hard for them to forgive themselves. We're all weak souls. Mm-hmm. We all have frailties. And God forgives a lot of people quicker than we forgive ourselves.
Yes.
How does a person learn to forgive themselves, i.e. the drug mothers, et cetera, et cetera?
It's not easy. It's a one day at a time thing. But you have to search deep within. It starts on the inside. You can't worry about what you look like on the outside. You have to start letting God heal you from within, healing those wounds that you have. It could be about the way that you look, the way that you feel. It could be about something that's on your body that you're not comfortable with. But once you start learning how to love you, the things will change on the outside as well as the inside.
The culture of corruption in Detroit has been overwhelming.
Yes.
How will it be overcome?
When we stop being our children's friends, our nephews and nieces' friends, and start being positive role models and stand up people in society to our youth and let them see positiveness instead of letting them do nothingness, then we'll see it.
What would you say to Mayor Dave Bean, Cordette Grantley?
Mayor Dave Bean, I would like to sit down and talk with you to talk about little simple ways to give people jobs. If I could go to the store and get a person that's standing in front of the store a job cleaning up the streets to pick up paper, and I can pay them out of my pocket, we could sit down and find things to do with this city to keep people busy. If it's nothing but $20 a day, you'll be helping somebody instead of sitting down doing nothing, making plans. We need the plan done now.
Hundreds of thousands of people have left Detroit.
Yes.
Why have you stayed in Detroit, Cordette?
Because of the babies. Because of the babies. I truly have thought about leaving here, but it's so many children in this city that needs help. It's a lot.
Were you always this positive?
No, I grew like this.
What changed?
Well, I grew up. I used to be in those streets. I wasn't wild. But my family members were wild. My friends were wild. And it just, I didn't want to choose that life. And when I got Andre, it was like it was a whole change. My whole life changed right then to really accept children in my life.
What dreams do you have for your children, Cordette Grantley?
I have beautiful dreams. I want to see my children living a wonderful life. I'm so glad that I met the people that I've met. They see different styles of living. They see different culture of people. I mean, they're so loving from all this. It's so passionate. My little three-year-old, when he go to people and say hello, but he hugs with love. And it's just so awesome what my children get from it.
Deontay, I think, was reading at the second grade level. He's mm-hmm. 12 years old, and mm-hmm. within 2 months, Khadijah, Beyond Basics, had
yes.
him reading at sixth grade, seventh
yes.
grade level.
Yes.
How has his image changed because of that?
He's become a better young man. He was a quiet, shy person because you couldn't understand him. He had the speech problem, and he couldn't really talk. But Khadijah has been working with him and working with him, and you can understand him besides saying, what? And his words are coming out clear, and he can read a book, and you can't tell him nothing. He's always asking me questions, or he's reading my mail, and he's teaching me how to do the computer. He's writing letters for me on Facebook. So he's feeling wonderful that he could be that man to do those things instead of sitting back in the corner doing nothing because he's too shy and upset he can't read.
Tell us about Khadijah.
Oh, Khadijah is wonderful. She's a young lady who's beautiful and brilliant with kids to learn how to break down words and syllables. And I mean, it's backwards to me, but it's the way she does it. He learned every bit of it, and it was so powerful. And this young lady just has the touch of love. Children always running up to her, hugging her. I mean, she's a very compassionate and concerned tutorer. She wants to make sure that your child learns it. It's not just my child. It's any child that comes in her grips. She's going to sit down with them. She's going to give them one-on-one love mentally and physically. She want to let them know you have the power to do whatever you want to do. And that learning thing, it's just, she's beautiful with it. She's beautiful.
Last question, or last, if you would, could you lead us in a prayer for Detroit this evening?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that you have made, a day that we never seen before. I praise you for those who haven't praised you, Lord God. I thank you that you will make this city the most brilliant and successful city that we have ever seen. Be better than it was before, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're going to bless the head, Heavenly Father, in all areas, Lord God, to be brilliant and successful to do for everybody in this city, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jack and his radio station, how he gets out here in the airway and he let it be known that people can make a difference out here. Heavenly Father, I ask that you keep blessing this airway. Keep making more and more successful stories here to be told, Lord God. Heavenly Father, bless every road, bless every car, every person, every child, Heavenly Father, to keep being successful in people's lives. Keep being positive with each other and keep being who they are. The best that they can be. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Heavenly Father,
and Heavenly
thanks
Father,
for giving us this angel.
Thank you.
Cordette Grantley.
Thanks. Well, thank you.
Thanks for being. It's been an honor to have you.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Yes, it is.